You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell. I'm filling in today for Veronica Rickert.
It's our final day of candidate forums here on Central Time. All week we've been talking with the primary contestants in a variety of races across the state. Today we turn to the race for lieutenant governor. The office is currently held by Republican Rebecca Clayfish. She's up for re-election but doesn't have a primary opponent. There are two Democrats looking for the chance to challenge her, and we'll talk with both over the next hour. We'll start with John Lehman. He's a Democratic state senator who represents Wisconsin's 21st Senate District. Senator Lehman, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So first, the basics. Why are you running for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin?
Well, I looked at the race last fall and saw the developing race and thought that perhaps a senator from southeastern Wisconsin could add value to the ticket. At the time, it was Kathleen Vinehout and Mary Burke both talking seriously about running. Kathleen had to back out because of her automobile injury. And then I had a chance to sit down with Mary Burke and see the agenda that she's running under. And actually, you know, I had known her when she was Secretary of Commerce, but really had a chance to talk to her about what she'd like to do as governor. And I got pretty excited about it.
Now, voters might remember that you unseated State Senator Van Wongard in a recall election in 2012. Why give up that Senate seat where maybe you already have more power to influence policy than you would as lieutenant governor?
Well, the Senate seat I was elected to is gone. You know, the Republicans drew it to become a Republican district. I think it's about 58% Republican in Western Racine and Kenosha County. So I had, you know, I had been defeated once. I'd retired. I came back in the only successful recall in 2012. And then, you know, I thought, well, maybe I should be retiring. But this opportunity to run for lieutenant governor, I think, is a good fit for me. I believe very strongly that, and the polls show it already, that Mary Burke has a wonderful chance of running. So I thought I would see what I could do to add some value to that ticket.
Can you tell us a little more about your background and why it makes you well-suited to run for lieutenant governor?
Yeah, I'm a former school teacher, you know, over 20 years in the classroom, high school economics and world history teacher. But then I went in the legislature in 1996 and served a decade in the assembly before I went over to the Senate. Chaired the Senate Education Committee, chaired the Senate Democratic Caucus, two terms serving on Joint Finance Committee. So I kind of know my way around the legislature a little bit, and I think people respect that. I'm getting a lot of support all around the state.
So that recall election that brought you back into office was largely spurred by anger over Act 10, the budget repair bill that changed collective bargaining for public employees. As lieutenant governor, would you and your Democratic running mates fight against that law?
Well, you have heard, I'm sure, Mary Burke talk about Act 10 and how the Walker administration went way too far. I think we had a lot of the bargaining units willing to talk seriously on retirement contributions and health care contributions, but Act 10 went a lot further than that. It's the disrespect and the going so far with Act 10, I think that shocked everybody. You remember it was just a little budget repair bill. It usually was not controversial. Walker came right out of the chute and just tried to rip public employees and created the division in this state that is really something that's not typical if you look at our long Wisconsin history, and we just think we could do so much better.
The governor and his supporters have made the case that, unpopular though it was with the public employees, in large part it has worked as designed. It's helping local governments, school districts save money.
Yeah, you have heard, you know, Walker's argument was we gave school districts the tools. Well, the tools were making, you know, very large contributions from the public employees and taking just fair bargaining rights away from those employees. I don't think if you go around the state with what Walker has done to education, you can say that things are just fine. You know, what you're looking at is the largest defunding of education we've had in our history, and you're looking at developing two separate and unequal systems. If you look at the voucher schools and what they'd like to do with charter schools, you're developing two different systems, sending money into the private areas where people have been paying for decades and decades to have their children go to special schools. Now the taxpayers are supposed to pick up that tab. So I don't think Walker has a leg to stand on it when it comes to fair funding of public education, or developing an environment where we can have a good, positive environment, and that every child is able to succeed.
Let's get into the role of the lieutenant governor. While it's the second in command, technically, there aren't really that many responsibilities designated to the post. What would you envision your role as lieutenant governor looking like?
Well, you know, the governor, whoever she is or whoever he is, can't be every place at once. And to be on that team and to support the governor's public policy initiatives and support the governor's message around the state is something I really look forward to. A number of months ago, I had a nice conversation with Barb Lawton, who is a longtime lieutenant governor, and she reminded me of what a wonderful opportunity it is for public service to try to get more people involved in the process and to help explain whatever the governor is working at and fight for good public policy initiatives. I look forward to serving with Mary Burke.
The current lieutenant governor, Rebecca Clayfish, is acting in effect as a state job ambassador, traveling around the state and beyond to try to sell employers on Wisconsin, bring businesses across the border over here. Is that a role you'd continue?
I would be happy to do that if the governor asked, but I think Rebecca Clayfish is doing more. If you watch her out-of-state fundraising junkets, if you look at her talking to special interest groups promising to love them more, whatever she's been doing. I don't like the way that the governor and the lieutenant governor have spoken to special interests rather than the general public.
What kind of plans would you call for to try to spur job creation in the state, if not what the current lieutenant governor is doing?
Well, I think that what we've seen with Walker is a kind of a failed top-down, trickle-down jobs kind of plan. And if you look at what WEDEC has done as a public-private partnership, it has not done so well. It has offered tax credits and incentives to friends. And I think that we need to certainly do everything we can to be competitive with other states. But first and foremost, job development. And Mary Burke has talked about this a lot in her Invest for Success plan. Job development, especially through the technical schools, focusing on the jobs and opportunities that are there right now and supporting Wisconsinites as they attempt to expand their businesses.
You've mentioned working with Mary Burke. She does have a primary opponent, Brett Hulsey. Could you see working with either of them?
Well, I think both Mary and I are focused on the November election, and I think as I travel around the state, I don't see folks taking Brett Hulsey as seriously as Mary Burke.
And how would you envision your working relationship with the governor if you are elected?
Well, I think one of the things that I'm known for and one of the things that people appreciate and the reason a number of folks encourage me to run for lieutenant governor is I do have, I think, a history of being able to talk to people on both sides and being able to listen, to deal with complex issues, and to not be a guy who tries to light fires everywhere, but rather a person who tries to put them out and tries to build cooperation among folks. And I could see that as the role I would take. You know, over history, sometimes governors and lieutenant governors get a reputation for not getting along so well. I don't think you'll ever see that between me and Mary Burke.
And you would be, you mentioned working across party lines. There's a good chance that even if Democrats win the governor's office, there would still be a Republican legislature. With your experience in the legislature, and maybe sometimes contentious, including that recall election, do you think you could help bridge the gap between a Democratic executive or Republican legislature?
Well, I wouldn't write off the Senate so quickly. You know, a lot of people are saying the Democrats may get very close in the Senate. But whatever it is, if we have a divided government, I think that just points everybody towards the middle, and you have to sit down, you have to bargain. And we certainly have strong differences in point of view at times with Republicans. But in a divided government, I think when it's all settled, it's just better for the people of the state of Wisconsin than having the kind of government that we've had that's kind of gone off the rails now with all the Republican agenda that we've seen in the last couple of years.
We're talking with Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate John Lehman. You can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for the candidate, or are you wondering where he stands on an issue? The number is 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret here with Gene Purcell, talking with Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate John Lehman. He's one of two Democrats running for the office of Lieutenant Governor. If you've got a question for John Lehman or are wondering where he stands on a particular issue, you can join us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Senator Lehman, I just wanted to ask you about a couple of the issues that will face the governor in the coming year or two. First of all, health care and how the state interacts with the Affordable Care Act. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we've turned down millions of dollars in federal money in all kinds of ways under Walker, I think because he wants to set himself to campaign nationally. But if you look at transportation, health care, any area where he common core state standards and education, he's trying to distance himself from anything the federal government is doing. And that's unfortunate that we allowed politics to get in the way of health care. We could have many more people covered at lower cost if Walker had been more cooperative. And I would expect that Mary Burke is elected governor, we'll see good cooperation where Wisconsinites will be getting their federal tax dollars back and will be in a cooperative rather than this world that we're in right now of polarization and high levels of politics. I think Mary's a very pragmatic person, and I think she'd look at the bottom line on health care and say, how can we do it better? How can we do it more efficiently and less expensively to the taxpayers of Wisconsin?
Another big issue in the state moving forward, the proposed iron mine in northern Wisconsin. There's been opposition to that, including some Democrats in the state legislature. What do you see going on with that moving forward?
I served on both mining committees, both the one under Cullen before the Republicans took control again in the Senate, and then with Senator Jelk on Tiffany's mining committee. And Senator Jelk and I did everything we could to point out how overreaching the Republicans are in their attempts to provide a favorable environment to one company owned by one West Virginia mining company. And I think that in the months and years ahead, you're going to see that their disregard for the Army Corps of Engineers is going to get the current law in trouble. I know they won the battle in this last biennium, but I just feel that you try to do mining in the Pinocchio Hills with all that water around and, you know, upstream from some of the most pristine areas, the Army Corps of Engineers is going to nix that.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Lou on the line in Cudahy. Lou, hi.
Hi there. I have absolutely no interest in going back to field policies and the James Doyle method of leadership, where he's pilfering money from the State Highway Trust Fund to fund other stuff, and the business-unfriendly attitude of Democrats. You people seem to represent the entitlement industrial complex. My question is, what are you going to do to get the neck of government, get the boot of government off people's necks so that they can grow their business and not have government obstruct the enterprise people, the people who are the entrepreneurs? What's your plan for that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you're speaking of. You know, we've been living under Governor Walker for 4 years. I don't know what boot you're accusing him of putting on people's necks.
The point being, he doesn't trust Democrats to create a good business environment, worried presumably about taxes, regulation. What are your views on that? Are there cases where the government has gotten in the way of entrepreneurship in the state?
Well, I think that if you look at the Marquette poll, not the last one, but the previous one, the question was asked, who would you like to lead the state of Wisconsin, someone with solid business experience or a career politician? 60-70% of the people said the solid business experience. Mary Burke has a finance background, an MBA. She's got business experience, international business experience, Secretary of Commerce. I have complete confidence in the in a pro-business, pro-development attitude from Mary Burke. And if you look at her plan, Invest for Success, it's not putting the boot on anyone's neck. It's really trying to find ways in various areas around the state to pull people together and move forward in Wisconsin. So I have a lot of confidence in Mary Burke.
Talking to State Senator John Lamon, he is one of two candidates on the Democratic side of the ballot running for lieutenant governor with the primary elections on Tuesday. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Is there an issue in this race you want to get the candidate's take on? 800-642-1234. 1234 is the number to call. Over the last couple of weeks, Senator Lamon, one of the big back and forth issues, including in campaign ads on both sides, is the issue of outsourcing. Governor Walker's campaign accusing Mary Burke of outsourcing jobs while at Trek. Your take on that back and forth?
I think the Walker administration reads the polls like everybody else. You know, it's 47-46 likely voters in favor of Mary Burke, and I think that their ads are really very, very kind of mean and nasty and off the truth. You know, you get it's necessary for John Burke to come and say, you know, I'm not involved in politics, but don't pick on my company. Mary Burke didn't have anything to do with where the jobs are and what's developing with Trek Bicycle. Even saw Senator Johnson saying, don't pick on people for developing wealth in Wisconsin. So I think Walker's gone way beyond what he should. I think that the fact that you have a company that developed in a garage in Waterloo, Wisconsin, and has nearly 1,000 people working for it now, makes more bicycles inside the United States than any other company, speaks for itself. I think it's a phony issue. I think it's, you know, Walker's campaign just clutching at straws.
Moving to some other policy questions. Minimum wage, should Wisconsin increase it?
Yeah, Mary Burke and I both stand for a $10.10 minimum wage. I think that we've just got to have more and more people who can, when they go to work, be able to afford then to take care of themselves and their needs and not be resting on the support of the taxpayers. And $10.10 minimum wage is a very reasonable step in that direction.
Is that something where, again, if there is a Republican-controlled legislature, or even just the Assembly, is there room for negotiation between a Democratic governor, Republican House on that issue?
Well, you look at it, and all the time I've been in the legislature, and the Democrats propose a minimum wage, and the Republicans say no. Whether or not we can get them to the point of having a reasonable discussion on minimum wage and move that minimum wage forward, you know, remains to be seen. It depends on the composition of the government, of course. But the point is, Mary Burke and the Democrats are pushing for a higher living minimum wage.
A lot of times, lieutenant governors will take on a specific issue to kind of spearhead. We mentioned the current lieutenant governor Clayfish and the jobs ambassador duties she's been fulfilling. Lieutenant Governor Lawton, you mentioned earlier, she was big on arts and education. Do you see an area that you would want to tackle and kind of put your own imprint on as lieutenant governor?
Yeah, there's a couple areas. One, of course, is anything to do with education and any educational initiatives. I'm very happy to work with. That's my, you know, personal background and where I've done most of the public policy work that I focused on in the legislature. But I have declared my willingness to work with Mary Burke and to take assignment from Mary Burke. There are various interest groups around the state that haven't been pulled into the political process enough. I'd be very willing to be her ambassador to one group or another and to go out there and try to increase participation in the process. I certainly would be happy to take assignments in the area of jobs growth and tourism and traveling and speaking on behalf of the people of Wisconsin and the beautiful state that we have.
Back to our callers now. We've got Marianne on the line in Racine. Marianne, hi.
Hi. I am from John Lehman's district, and he served us well before, and I'm glad he's there with us, and I think it would be great if he does become lieutenant governor. But my question to him is that I've seen this happen over and over and over again, where we try to recruit businesses from other states, and they get all these benefits for coming here. And the companies that have been here for years, they've been paying taxes, they've been supporting the economy, they've been giving jobs to people. They don't get anything. It goes to the person, the company that's willing to leave. And it seems like that's not very productive. Then it encourages some of our places to leave, too, because they can go to another state.
Marianne, thanks. Not too much time left. Senator Layman, your reaction?
I appreciate that question. There are numerous state programs to work with existing businesses, and Mary Burke, of course, was a leader in that area when she was Secretary of Commerce. And I think Marianne's point is very well taken. And again, if you look in Invest for Success, Mary Burke's program on economic development, you'll see a number of ways that she would like to work with existing businesses, not getting in that battle with other states.
So as you mentioned, the polls earlier, about 93-94% of the people who are going to vote in Wisconsin already know who they're going to vote for. How do you appeal to the remaining 5-8%, depending on which poll you look at?
Well, I think if you look at Mary Burke's resume and you don't know anything about her politics, she said, well, she must be a Republican business person or whatever. She has a wonderful educational background and business background, which should appeal to anybody. And she's not strident in any way. She has a good agenda, I think. But I think, Mary, the more people get to know Mary, and everybody doesn't know her as well yet. You know, we've got some work to do here. But the more people get to know Mary Burke, the happier they are, and the more they understand the depth of her understanding of business and how to move Wisconsin forward.
Senator Layman, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's John Layman. He's a Democratic state senator. He represents Wisconsin's 21st Senate District. He's one of two Democrats running in next week's primary election for lieutenant governor.
I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. News is coming up next on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.